Cars to Protect on Beat.
This is a bleach bath.
So this is where we put our feet in, like the sole of our feet, coming in and out of any of the areas of the hospital. So we don't bring anything in, we don't bring anything out. Each of the kennels, each of the ICUs, each of the pools have their own one, and all the entry and exit points as well. So we can make sure we're keeping everything nice and sanitary. We're not bringing any nasty bugs anywhere with us.
This is no ordinary hospital. This is the hospital at Seal Rescue Ireland, based by the coast in Cortown in North County Wexford. Seal Rescue Ireland sets out to help native seals found sick, injured or orphaned across Ireland.
We nurse them back to full health and then we release them back into the wild. So none of our seal patients stay here permanently. The aim of our rescue centre is to get them back out into the wild, happy and healthy.
That's Hayley Gray, the animal care manager at Seal Rescue Ireland.
We currently have 24 seals. They're all common seals which are born in the summer months. Most of them have been orphaned. There's a few that have come in that have been emaciated. We have two in the ICU which have just come in, they're relatively new, and they're the sickest patients here. We have quite a few in kennels, they're all eating fish by themselves, and then once they progress well in the kennels, they move out to the pools and they'll spend about a couple of weeks in there before they're ready for release, about 30 kilos.
But it's not just the seals that we've come to Cortown for today. Seal Rescue Ireland has another objective in their workplace, and that one is to help combat climate change, and it's all for the seals.
Part of our ethos here is that while we're rescuing seals, we also want to be trying to tackle the problems that are causing seals to need rescuing in the first place. So we're somewhat in the business of putting ourselves out of business, and that we want to try and solve those problems too.
Kim Townsend-Smith is the Community Engagement Manager at Seal Rescue Ireland.
So one of the big problems facing seals is climate change and the impacts of climate change. So the way that it impacts seals is that with the advent of climate change, we're going to have more severe and frequent storm events. This can have a big impact on seals and seal pups, especially during pupping season. So poor little pups can get washed off beaches during these big storm events, and they can become injured, they can drown, they become separated from their mothers. And you know, that separation drastically reduces their chances of survival. We saw this happen back in 2017 when Ophelia hit Ireland. It was right during the pupping season, and we were inundated here the week after with seal pups. We had over 66 the following week that were in need of assistance. So that's one way it can impact them. Also coastal erosion. The more severe and frequent storms are going to impact our coastline, which is going to reduce habitat. It's also going to cause flooding on land, which is going to increase the amount of sediment flushing out into the sea, which is going to create murkier waters, making it harder for seals to find food as well.
So Seal Rescue Ireland took some positive climate action in the name of the marine mammals that they set out to help all year round.
Back in 2019, we started our habitat restoration project, and the aim of this project was to plant native trees in our local area along the river catchment, with a few different aims in mind. So by planting native trees, we're hoping to mitigate some of the impacts of climate change, or planting trees and growing trees. Trees will capture carbon and take carbon out of the atmosphere, which is positive. It will also help stabilise the soil, helping to reduce the amount of runoff and sediment entering the marine environment as well, and also to restore biodiversity as well in our local area.
Groups and members of the community from around North Wexford have helped to plant the trees.
I think everybody feels the weight of climate change, and everybody's really keen to take a climate action, and this is a nice outlet for people that they can come and join us and help us on a planting day, and then some of the days they might be coming to help us maintain planting sites as well, because it's important that they are maintained too and the trees are protected. We partnered with a few local farmers to plant on their farmland near waterways, and we've planted in and around the Cortown Woods here. We planted up in Bin River Chapel along the waterways there near some of the estates, and some of the residents came and joined us for that too. Over the past 4 years, I think we're in and around 30,000 trees so far, which is brilliant, and lots of interest, lots of people getting involved, and you know, it's a great thing to be part of.
So are the seals very grateful for what Kim and Hayley and everyone else at Seal Rescue Ireland do to combat climate change in their name?
They're wild animals at the end of the day, so I shouldn't expect its appreciation, which is all, it's all fine, I don't mind.
No chocolates for you.
Yeah, no chocolates.
Cars to Protect is funded by Commission Lamont with the television licence fee, and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.